What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Forever
News! In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about. Okay, people, so the biggest story that we're going to be covering in this episode is the halfway sales for 2021's manga, basically the top 10 most selling series thus far in the first half of the year. And it's a really, really interesting one. Like, the dramatic change in the last few years and the new kings of shonen and just manga in general, we're absolutely going to talk about it. This is kind of a big deal. But fret not, we also have a few extra stories. For starters, one regarding the Eden's Zero anime and some surprising success that it just actually achieved. We're going to talk about it. We, of course, got some author comments to go through. We got an update for My Hero Academia's world mission. For the most part, just a little bit of a tease, nothing too extravagant, but I wanted to showcase it here. Big update for Jujutsu Kaisen's manga sales. And something cool with Kaiju number 8 and the way they're promoting it. Honestly, I don't know. Lately, Japan has just been finding the most creative ways to promote their manga, so we're gonna get into it. And yeah, people, those are the stories we have. It may be small, but trust me, there's going to be some impact here. So without further ado, let's jump into another exciting episode of
Forever News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. And we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it.
No matter how you
Okay, people, so for starters, let's talk some Eden's Zero anime. Now, in case you're unfamiliar with Eden's Zero, it is the series, the latest series by the author of Fairy Tail, Hiro Mashima. It has an anime that, unfortunately, outside of Japan, is on lockdown because Netflix has the license to it. So unless you're watching it on an illegal site, you're not going to see it on your Netflix, your Crunchyroll, or anything like that, because, again, it's kind of being held hostage. However, in Japan, it is airing normally, and this week was a significant week for it because it actually cracked the top 10 most viewed anime of the week. And mind you, it's a newbie. It's only like, what, 8 episodes deep, I want to say, at this point? Because according to the list, for starters, of course, you know, you got the top ones that are just like kiddie cartoons, Seisei-san and Detective Conan, holy cow, at 7.2. And then coming in at number 4, which is absolutely insane, My Hero Academia with a 4.0, outdoing One Piece yet again. It's been outdoing One Piece almost every week now, with One Piece doing a 3.9. And that's really interesting because over here in the West, people are not really hype about what's been going on up until at the very least last couple episodes of My Hero Academia. However, in Japan, they have been loving this arc of the anime. Very, very wild how different of a taste they have, but that's not what we're here to talk about, because coming in, edging in just barely, is Eden's Zero's anime, and honestly, it's actually tied for last place with the Curious George anime and an anime called Oshiri Tante. But yo, coming in at number 10, and it's a newbie already on the board. Let's freaking go. I am very, very excited and glad, because yo, it's been looking a little bit like, well, what's going to be the success for Eden Zero? Like, we are not getting it over here in the West, and, you know, the sales for the manga, as I've been reporting, haven't been stellar yet, but maybe with this, we're about to see a big rise of it, and Hiro Mashima might have another one. This might be his hit is here, finally. But we gotta wait and see. Either way, shoutouts to Eden Zero, top 10 most viewed anime of the week. I'm looking forward to whenever the hell Netflix decides, hey, we're gonna let you watch it, mate. Next up, let's take a look at some author comments we have here. For starters, the author of Jujutsu Kaisen said, to my past self, the Tosa domain wasn't in Kyushu, it was in Kochi. Chosu wasn't in Kyushu, it was in Yamaguchi. So I'm imagining that's either something to do with their travels recently, or something to do with an arc in the manga that they've done. So nothing too spectacular. The creator of My Hero Academia said, I was happy to find someone I used to know online on Twitter. Toratsu Gumi comes out June 4th. That's very, very random, but I guess he's promoting a new work and he found a buddy that was online. Cool. Eiichiro Oda, creator of One Piece, said, I went to the Gyomu superstore of my dreams and bought the giant coffee jelly and scarfed it down. Shoutouts to him enjoying himself. And the creator of Black Clover said, I received presents for Nacht and Morgan, including a title to some land on the moon and matching necklaces. Thank you. What the hell? A title to some land on the moon? Is he being serious? Okay. And yeah, nothing too crazy to gather from that, but those are the author comments we we recently got from the creator of various Jump manga. Moving forward, we got an updated look at some of the designs for the upcoming My Hero Academia movie. It said My Hero Academia, the movie World Heroes Mission, Special Clear Files, and just the image alone, it looks pretty freaking dope. You got Bakugo with his sensei that, you know, taught him behind him, Best Genius. You got Deku with All Might behind him, and then you got Todoroki with his dad, Endeavor, behind him. So yeah, and honestly, the art looks really dope, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about this film. From what we got so far with the trailers and stuff, seems like it's going to be a pretty dope one. I mean, to be honest with you, Heroes Rising was a really, really awesome film, so I'm hoping that it can match the quality, if not surpass it. Next up, we got some very, very big news. Jujutsu Kaisen, it did it again, fam, because according to this, it says Jujutsu Kaisen has 50 million copies in circulation, and Volume 16 will be releasing on June 4th, 2021, with a first print run of 2 million copies. I remember the days where that was an exclusive honor to One Piece. Not even a decade ago, that was only One Piece was doing that. Only One Piece was getting 2 million print run initial, 3 million print run initial. Now Jujutsu Kaisen is doing that, and wow, it is absolutely freaking dominating, and 50 million copies. Congrats, Jujutsu Kaisen. When did it start? 2017, 2018? Very, very fairly new series, and already at 50 mil, similar to how Demon Slayer did it. Like, yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen, big ups. And while we're on the topic of Jujutsu Kaisen, to commemorate the release of Jujutsu Kaisen Volume 16, a special website titled Shibuya Jihen Yukikage will be available. Users will be able to chronologically check everything that happened in the Shibuya incident from four different perspectives: Yuji, Megumi, Gojo, and Nobara. They're really giving it a push, fam. They really get it. And I honestly think that that's very helpful, just to be honest with you, because Shibuya, a lot of stuff happened in that arc, and it's easy to get confused of where characters were, what was going on. So the fact that they're drawing out a map for you to get a visualization of actually where everybody was at and what was going down, that's pretty dope. And the last story before we get to the big enchilada, Kaiju number 8 adds at the Shibuya station to commemorate the release of Volume 3, and it just looked really dope to see these ads. I wish, man, I'd be on the train all the time just taking pictures in front of them. Kaiju number 8, if you're sleeping on it, it's really, really dope. I'm kind of sleeping on it, unfortunately, because I'm not caught up, but from what I read, I really love it, and I'm planning on catching up eventually. Don't worry. Okay, people, so we've reached this point, and I'm very, very excited to jump into this, because we got the half-year sales mark for the top selling manga, not just in Shonen Jump, just in general thus far. I want to say that this is from November to May, but don't quote me on that. I know it definitely goes from November, but I want to say it would be May, because that would take 6 months, which would be half a year, because their year is November to November. But let's dive into it, because you're going to be shocked. You're going to be absolutely shocked. Coming in at number 10 on the top 10 half year sales is One Piece. One Piece with 2,573,010 copies. Wow, that is honestly, I'm not sure if the people you watching right now, if you understand how huge this is, because for starters, this is going to unfortunately open up some conversations and some dialogue regarding the status of One Piece. Did One Piece fall off? What's going on here? I'm going to tell you right now, definitely One Piece has declined. There's no, you know, arguing that. It's not doing the crazy numbers that it used to do. However, you also got to take into account a few different things. For starters, One Piece doesn't release as many volumes. Oda has been taking breaks already for years now, and then on top of that, we recently had, due to the pandemic and everything going on, more breaks for One Piece. So there's only been one One Piece volume, if I'm not mistaken, released in this time period, which has accumulated majority of those sales. So you don't got back sales coming in and things like that. And I don't necessarily want to say that that is like a dramatic drop from previous years, because usually around this point, unless there's like something big going on, One Piece and manga in general would be like, you know, towards the top five, would be around these sales for the half year mark. I think a lot of this also has to do with the fact that there's other juggernauts that are taking up space. So not only are these other series taking, you know, fandoms, like, hey, these are brand new stories, so One Piece is still doing what would have made it top five probably last year or a couple years ago, except now these other series are doing just astronomical. So there's a couple of factors. Again, am I saying that, you know, One Piece is at its height? Hells no. One Piece is long past the days of it being number one, but it is very, very interesting to note of One Piece only being number 10 in the top 10. And if there was one more manga that outsold it, One Piece would not even be in the top 10. That is absolutely crazy, and I'm stunned to see it. That's like my reaction right now. You really don't understand how surprised I am. It's like, don't get me wrong, One Piece greatness, Oda, One Piece amazing story, all of that jazz. But sales-wise, One Piece is on the decline. We definitely are seeing it here. Coming in at number 9 is another series that, which really kind of coincides with my theory about why One Piece is at number 10 only, and that said, again, these other series are just coming out of nowhere and blowing up and stuff like that, because Kingdom, a huge seller that has sold great without an anime for a long time, comes in at number 9 with 2,596,395 copies. And again, Kingdom has been top 3, so the fact that it's only doing that, again, I'm imagining a lot of it is between, like, probably breaks, but also these other juggernauts that are showing up that are just selling astronomically, when Kingdom would probably be top 5 if it wasn't for the other ones. So yeah, Kingdom number 9, just, this is a wild ride. We're only halfway through the year, mind you, so things can change by the end of the year, but I am just flabbergasted. Kingdom number 9. Number 8, and if things go accordingly, it probably won't even be top 10 by the end of the year, because it ended, Haikyuu with 2,944,000 copies. Again, because it ended, and I want to say it released its final volume, don't quote me on that, but if it did, then Haikyuu probably won't even be in the top 10 by year's end. Maybe I might be wrong on that, but yeah, Haikyuu's, you know, it's over now, so I could see Kingdom and One Piece easily overthrowing it. One Piece releases one more volume, boom, it's way over Haikyuu. So there's that, but yeah, Haikyuu doing great for its final run. Next year probably won't even be on the list at all, so there's that. Coming in at number 7, a juggernaut that, you know, we've all crowned, like, for years, like, yeah, this is taking over the mantle of Naruto. My Hero Academia, 3,045,057 copies. Again, absolutely shocked, like, not even top 5? Like, what's going on here? Things is changing. Things are changing. Like, this is just astonishing to see. And then over it, it's just like, this is so weird. Over it, coming in with 3.191416 million copies, The Promised Neverland. So Promised Neverland did about $1.50 more than My Hero, and Promised Neverland, it was met with, like, you know, some terrible reviews for the anime, and people really didn't care for the manga. But I guess because it ended, and probably again by year's end, if it already released all its volumes, then Promised Neverland along with Haikyuu probably won't be in the top 10. There's that, but it's just crazy to see. I think maybe probably majority of the reason why The Promised Neverland in particular is at that spot at number 6 is because it ended. That's the only logical way I could see that, how it outdid My Hero. Don't get me wrong, I love The Promised Neverland, but with everything that happened, it's just, it's bizarre. It's really bizarre, people. So there's the bottom half of the top 10, and already it's been just shocker after shocker. One Piece only at number 10, likewise with Kingdom only at number 9, My Hero being only at number 7, The Promised Neverland actually being at number 6. Like, what is this? But then we got the top 5 with a ton of surprises as well. This might be the most surprising half year mark sales that I've ever reported on, because then coming in at number 5, which unfortunately I think it will make top 10, but probably it will be like 9 or 10 by year's end because it already released its final volume, Chainsaw Man with 4,181,650 copies. Chainsaw Man unfortunately ended, and I don't know, like, because it's not like we have any chapters that are being released now. Like, if we get a couple of chapters and a volume released within the time period between now and November, then maybe it could edge out to like number 7 or 8. But as it stands right now, considering it finished its run. Wait a minute, hold up, I just thought about it. When the anime drops, the back volumes is going to go crazy with sales. So actually, I'm lying. Chainsaw Man might stay in its position, or it could go, who knows, maybe even top 3 or some shit like that, depending on what happens once the Studio MAPPA anime drops. That's going to be very pivotal deciding factor on Chainsaw Man's success. But Chainsaw Man, it's just weird. Chainsaw Man outdoing Kingdom and One Piece. Like, where are we? Are we in a really interesting Twilight Zone? Like, what the hell? And then edging it out, which it's to be expected, it just ended, it is one of the biggest titles that Kodansha has ever had, Attack on Titan with 4,635,754 at number 4, which I think we still got, what, a volume left to release? Has the final volume released? Yeah, I'm not sure. So Attack on Titan and Chainsaw Man, again, I expect them both to be in the top 10, and with both of them having their anime coming, like Chainsaw Man's getting its anime, Attack on Titan's getting its final season, so they both could probably sustain their positions or even elevate depending on how things go, because y'all know the Attack on Titan ending has been very controversial, to say the least. But yeah, Attack on Titan number 4, and mind you, this shit has been going since what, 09? That's impressive, okay? That's impressive. Likewise with Kingdom and One Piece. Like, I don't want anybody to mistake, like, I'm happy for all of these. Like, let's get that clear, because I think people are gonna come and say, oh, you're hating. I am happy for all of these series being in the top 10. They all deserve the success. That is no small feat. Get that out of the way. But people, one of the most surprising top 3s out that each of them have a reason for why they're so shocking to be there. Like, for starters, one that every single week I'm absolutely loving and it saved this season. Well, there's a few other anime, but it's one of the best anime of this anime season, the spring 2021 anime season, Tokyo Revengers. Like, fam, Tokyo Revengers just outdid Attack on Titan, Chainsaw Man, One Piece, Kingdom, My Hero Academia, The Promised Neverland. What the hell? Tokyo Revengers with 5,007,825 copies, and it's just now starting to pump out. You know, the back volumes are being bought. By year's end, it probably will sustain its position unless it gets overthrown by Chainsaw Man having its anime drop, and, you know, maybe even Chainsaw Man 2 if they decide to, like, you know, coincide with one another, so that it'll just be a continuation of more volumes being added or more sales being added. But Tokyo Revengers, it'll still remain in top 5 surely, and, you know, it's right now only, what, 8 episodes deep, if I'm not mistaken? So, yeah, and it's just shocking. Like, the series, I don't even think it was top 10 last year at all. So, 5 million. Congrats. It deserves it. I'm loving the anime. And then the top 2 that are just in a whole other league. Like, we spoke about, like, you know, the third position was at 5 million. Attack on Titan, 4 million. Like, you know, just way different, because the top 2 coming in at number 2 is Jujutsu Kaisen with 23,797,483 copies. So basically a 18.7 million difference between Tokyo Revengers and Jujutsu Kaisen, which showcases that it is the king of it all. And by year's end, well, damn. I was going to say it's going to surely be number 1 by year's end, because number 1 is Demon Slayer with 26,351,000 copies. But here's the thing, right? Demon Slayer has its Season 2 and its video game coming out in October. Jujutsu Kaisen's run is over for now for the first season of the anime. It got the movie coming in December, but that's past the lock-in date. So this is going to be very, very freaking exciting. Right now, the kings by a landslide are Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. Demon Slayer manga is over, but Jujutsu Kaisen's anime for now is, you know, just season 1 just finished releasing. So I don't know how this shit is going to shape out. Like, this is so unpredictable. One of the most unpredictable top 10s of manga sales in probably last decade, at the very least, since I started reporting on this shit. Place your bets. Here's the deal, people. We're gonna place our bets right now. I want you guys to, at the very least, tell me what you think are going to be the top 5. You want to say 10, that's great, but put your top 5 in here, right? Comment below your top 5 of what you think is going to be the most selling, and then at the end of the year, when we get the finale, you know, the final sales in November, December-ish time, let's look back and see who was right. Let's see if we can aim it. Like, honestly, hands down, the top 2 are going to be Demon Slayer and Jujutsu Kaisen. It just depends on in which order, because Demon Slayer, again, no new volumes are coming out, but the anime is going to boost yet again the popularity. And Jujutsu Kaisen is, like, it's doing well. It's doing numbers. The next volume coming out is going to do a 2 million initial run. So it's going to be interesting to see. And then the other positions, I have no idea what the hell is going to happen, because all of them, Tokyo Revengers anime is running right now. Attack on Titan got a season coming. Chainsaw Man got a season, or the anime coming, like, ooh, I can't freaking call it. And yeah, people, those are the stories we have for today's episode. I am curious, very, very curious what you guys think. Eden Zero anime touching the top 10, your thoughts on that. The author comments, anything interesting? There wasn't anything too significant in there. The My Hero Academia World Heroes mission visual, they look sick. Jujutsu Kaisen, 50 million, and that little map that they're doing to commemorate the next volume, like, 50 million, fam. 50 million in, like, what, 3 years? Kaiju number 8, Shibuya Station ads, really dope stuff. And the top 10 half year sales of manga, the most unpredictable list in a decade. This is bananas. Who is going to be the king? Right now we got 2 kings, but who's gonna edge out who? And your thoughts on any of the stories we covered in today's episode? But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links are in the description below. I'm Feneb World, and as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule:
anime and manga
for life. Bye.
Have an awesome day. Peace in. And you guys just watched another episode of
Forever News.
Have an awesome day.